Zuhörer's Ghost.
And we're back.
And we're back.
Yeah. Michael Hayes talking to Jigglesnack Roberts.
Jigglesnack, I used to be a Freebird. Have you heard of the Freebirds? I have. Okay, comments about the Freebirds. I'd like you to talk about the Freebirds. I never really liked how he carried his goddamn snake around in a bag as well. That thing would be annoyed as fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man,
look at that boy's mustache.
Give a very intense promo.
Walks in the front door, sneaks up from behind.
Take out the knife. Yeah. Man, he was... Man, Michael Hayes, Tash, gotta go. What time? It's bigger time! What time is that? 4:04.
For, it's gonna be over quick, quick.
Vader responsible for Mankind losing his ear.
Yeah, he's a big boy. And Jim Cornette there, great shit.
Oh my god!
Jesus, a big lad.
Jesus
Christ. Two very big lads.
Fucking hell.
Thank you, Owen Hart.
Ah, brilliant, man.
When I was younger and he used to be healing it up at times, I'd be like, fuck him, I hate that guy.
Yeah.
And now I realise, like, he was an excellent healer because I fucking hated him.
Didn't he used to carry stuff about in his bust as well? In the plaster. He used to, hide stuff up there as well.
Oh, great shit. Love it.
See Vader's nose?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like he has one.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
No, it's
hard to imagine going out as Vader and getting tail. You know, the other guys could go out in some of their wrestling garb or looking fairly regular. Well, no, you couldn't be walking around in wrestling garb like that. That would look mental, obviously. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're sorry, we can't let you in like that. Why? Because you're dressed like a moron.
Got the fucking snake.
What's in the bag? Oh, it's my snake. Yeah, you're not bringing that in here.
Is the snake actually in the bag?
I don't know, because he didn't use the snake in every match, I think. But I could be wrong. Great DDT as well.
One of the theories for why it's called a DDT is Damien Death something. Because the snake's called Damien.
Okay. I could see that.
I don't know why he would name...
Oh, yeah, the snake was in the bag.
Jeez, it was an awful placid snake if he was carrying it about with him. Real quiet lad.
Do you know, I think what they do is they leave them in something that lowers their body temperature beforehand.
Oh, so they put them in like a freezer or something?
Not quite a freezer, but something pretty fucking cold so that it takes them a while to warm up afterwards and they don't like to do anything.
Yeah.
And it actually makes them sluggish. Snake handling fellas.
Yeah.
What they've done is kind of ice the snakes beforehand, so when they take them out, they're real placid.
Yeah.
But if you left them out for about 2 hours and took them out, he'd be right and ready, raring to go, and probably fucking annoyed you stuck your hand in his cage as well. So that's part of the gig, yeah.
That is, it's almost like animal cruelty.
Part of the trickery.
Yeah.
Charlatanism.
Like, I don't like snakes.
Yeah.
I don't like them because they're killing machines, they're reptiles. And so they don't feel like love or any emotion other than murder.
Yeah, they've got a very limited range
of emotions. Yeah. And
acting range as well, but...
Terrible acting range. Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford was actually his character.
He broke character. Why'd have to be snakes? I hate working with snakes.
Snakes, kids. I hate it.
I don't want it.
I don't need it. Which is why whenever he was playing Harrison Ford, he stated George Lucas. He said, because the Wookiees were originally a reptilian species, much like the Queen, and the Bush Dynasty.
The lizard people.
Yes. Yeah, yes. And
I'm sure our listeners know.
Yes, yeah, I'm sure you do know.
Boom, big flash from the big man.
Big bad Vader. Jim Cornette, he's got the tennis racket there.
He's right, so.
Smacking it off at the place. I love those fingerless gloves as well. They provide absolutely no like tactical value at all. I mean, if they were MMA gloves, fine. But they're not. They're fucking motorbike handling gloves. Like,
yeah, I always used to wonder about that. Like, is he wearing MMA gloves, you know? But yeah, you're right. It's
just motorbike gloves.
Like. But I bet he switched them because he did a lot of stuff in Japan.
He did. He did, yeah.
His, his punches look mean as fuck.
Yes.
Oh, that's why he dropped there, I think, because he's like, I'm not staying with another fucking few of them. Are you mental?
Mick Foley talks an awful lot about Vader, because Vader was integral in Mick Foley losing his ear. And he talks about how much of a big pussy cat Vader is, like how he's just the loveliest guy.
Oh, look at that. Those rib shots are good.
And so I find I know. So I just find it real hard to kind of imagine him being mean. You know, even though he looks like a monster.
Yeah.
Whenever like Mick talks about him losing his ear in Germany.
Yeah.
Because of Vader. It's actually a ring rope issue, but he was fighting Vader at the time. Vader didn't notice that he was stuck in a hangman choking to death. And he felt really bad about it. And he never properly forgave himself for it. Like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, I love that. That, whatever that fucking arm twist and then drag into a short.
Yeah, yeah.
Great, great stuff. I don't know, do many people do it nowadays?
No, a lot of people tend to do an Irish whip and instead of letting go, they then swing them back in for a...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What do you say, Vader? He's never...
No. It says in the book that it's... Oh! Brilliant. What? Owen Hart, thank you very much.
Fucking great comedy value.
Nothing happened.
That's bollocks, I didn't see.
So what happened? Did he not? Did the Vader grab the referee on the way down?
Yeah, I think that's it. So the ref did him for hurting him, you know?
But that happens all the fucking
time. Yeah, thank you, Jim Ross.
Yeah, Jim
we
Ross
know something is afoot.
Jim Ross is telling us that we should stop doing this. Oh, look, Jim Cornette.
Come on, Jim.
Fantastic. Go on, get the leg there, Vader. Come on, right.
To be honest, I don't think Jim Cornette needs. I love when they carry on ringing the bell after.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's almost like, boys, we've stopped the match.
Oh, come on. As if the referee could stop him doing anything. Cornette, you don't need to block that ref. He's not stopping Vader doing whatever the fuck he wants.
No, he's not. Oh, brilliant. That's good. You know, he's building it up. He's making himself look heavier, making himself look stronger. They don't do that enough.
No.
They don't do that enough where... I know that maybe, you know, I've seen that type of drop, like Jack Swagger does one, but he just runs, jumps over the body, and then does a jump.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like it hurts, because he lands on his knees.
Mm.
That looked like... Just the jumping up and down was like, this is going to fucking hurt.
Yeah.
God, Vader's an awful bad guy, isn't
he? Yeah. Probably could do it a few sit-ups.
Actually, too much sit-ups.
You reckon that's it?
Well, I know that if you do too many sit-ups, then your muscles just get bigger. But the fat doesn't disappear.
Yeah.
So he's probably just got huge abs. Also, if you do too many sit-ups, it does something to the muscles. I think it like shortens the muscles. Okay. Or the muscles are being stretched or made bigger, but the opposing muscles on your back aren't.
Yeah, okay.
So if you just do sit-ups, you'll just get a pot belly.
Okay. Yeah, he could... I mean, there's...
I see.
You know, somebody could have given him some...
Oh, there he is. Look, yep, he grabs him, pushes him down, yeah. Oh, brilliant. Oh, nipples inside there, Vader.
Smuggling peanuts.
openly smuggling. You're not going to get through customs with your peanuts like that.
Or in your case, Peter, you're smuggling fucking melons there.
Whatever you're smuggling, you want to be a bit more subtle about it, my friend.
I'm booing the lousy referee's decision.
What's up with there? Yeah, so that's just Jim Cornette just shouting.
He's going off.
Giving a great promo. What do you think?
Yeah, it's not bad for what it was. Pretty short. Enjoyable to watch, yeah.
I mean, that's the type of... Vader versus Jake Snake Roberts is not a match that I would want to watch. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, if I had a choice between any of the matches on this card, that would be quite low on the list. But enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Vader... He looked strong, and I don't know whether that was him or whether it was Jake Snake Robert just selling really well, but he looked great. Like he looked like a killer,
like a monster. Yeah,
yeah. Like if you put that beside the big man today, which is like the Big Show, you know, the Big Show's tall.
Yeah,
but he wins so, like, it never goes over clean, you know. So you get the implication that he can't win on his own, and he needs something to help him. Whereas Vader, you know, if he hadn't grabbed that guy, he could have won that match quite easily.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Usually, I think, probably because he got the DDT, it was going to be over.
But he was still up. He was up enough to kick the fuck out of him afterwards. So it makes you think, you go, oh, well, maybe, you know, if he hadn't grabbed him, maybe he DQ'd him because he didn't want to go over clean.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Could have kicked out.
But when, if I'd looked at that and said, well, the heel's going to get disqualified, you would have thought, oh, he's obviously going to get angry and take out a chair and crack some fucker on the head.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So yes, good so far, actually. We've had two decent matches.
Those are not bad matches
Not annoyed by this at all. So the next match is the Smoking Guns, Billy Gunn and Bart Gunn, with Sonny, fighting the Godwins, Henry O. Godwin and Phineas I. Godwin, with Hillbilly Jim. And that's coming up next.